Last Let's Talk with Tom Tilley. This is it. The end of your youth. Enjoy the next 30 minutes.
Editor of the Batuta Advocate, Tom Tilley's been great for the Australian news cycle, particularly for our work. We've broken a lot of stories about him over the years. One of the blondest men on the public broadcaster, and apparently quite a shit route from all accounts, according to our research. Anyway.
Hey Tom, it's Linda Mariano here. And look, I will never forget the time that we were at a Splendor after party at the Tackle Shack, and the artist Kieran J. Callanan was hanging butt naked from the rafters right above your head, and you put your fingers up into his butthole and then pulled them down and pretended to suck on your middle finger. Oh, it was a moment. God. I love you and I will miss you on air and at the after parties.
Ollie Ward's Triple J manager. It's not just you that's going to be leaving today. We're going to have to let a few people go from the Triple J complaints department, because being the most complained about Triple J presenter, we're not going to need those people to reply to complaints of left-wing bias and annoying whiny voice and, soppy kind of boring content.
Hey, Tom, it's Hugo from Five Facilities. The one thing I love more than Hack is fixing your train wreck mixes when we DJ together. Your ability to challenge your guests is exemplified in your DJ sets by making me stand next to you every time you insist on playing Chumbawamba's Tub Thumping.
You know, Tom, once you don't work for Triple J anymore, you're going to have to find a whole new bunch of reasons to get your kid off and wander around in your Speedos.
The Last Let's Talk with Tom Tilley.
Oh, my God, I did not know any of that was coming. I just went to play the normal start to the show and have been completely stitched up by my producers. And I have guests in here laughing at me. I'm the only one with a red face. They're having a great time. Matt O'Kine and Avni Dias.
Hello.
Did they rename the file so that you...
It was a secret file.
It just says Hack Opener for November 2019.
Oh, also, there are a lot more secret files to come.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
It's a lot.
Where are we going? Because I thought, when I heard I was going to be on today's show, I thought, look, there's a lot I could embarrass Tom Tilley with, but I won't. He's a professional journalist.
You don't need to do
He's looking forward to a career, a lifelong career. And in the first 10 seconds, we're talking about him putting his fingers in Kieran.
That wasn't true.
That was not He's
exactly.
on the project, guys.
It was a gesture. It was just a gesture. It wasn't an actual, insertion. And there was no licking of the finger.
There was none of that with Waleed, okay? You know what I mean?
This is pretty gross, guys.
In your next gig, it's nothing like that, mate.
All right. Well, we do have Matt O'Kine, as you can hear, not holding back in the studio. And just to let you know that the show will be going into probably safer hands, I've got Avni Dias here as well. Here's some of her best work from the year so far.
Hello, what do you want to say?
Oh, got a bit of a chime in there for some reason. Continue. Oh, wow, it sounds like aliens for some reason. How bizarre. Oh, that's so weird. Let's try and attack. Oh, just it's like some echoing. That's so weird. We're being taken over by aliens. We've got a light guest. I don't know what's happening here.
Oh, there it is. I'm really confident about where 2020 is going.
I'm just
going
to host the whole thing in psychedelic tones from now on. That's what's going to happen.
That's when your Friday night starts a little earlier than you expected.
Yeah, a bit droopy. Aliens are here.
There's something else in my playlist that I don't trust the name of.
Interesting, good throw. So the thing is, Tom, this whole week has been all about the amazing successes that you've had, right? And, the people you've interviewed, the stories you've told, it's been so good. It's like, we get it, Tom, you're good at your job.
Come on.
And so, as the Hack team, we need to keep you grounded, keep you down to earth, and we wanted to show that you are a true professional at all times.
Hack.
Mackenzie, you live in the middle of a bromance.
Yeah, I do. Me, my boyfriend and his mate all live together.
Wow. I'm going to ask the question that maybe lots of people are asking. Is there ever a three-way?
Tom, you sicko.
By saying the carbon dioxide levels are 400 parts per million does not mean anything.
All right, Malcolm, let's keep moving. I want to move on to another topic. No, please, I'm the host of this show. You are the guest of this show. I will ask the questions.
Oh, you are pumping to the finger there, my friend.
Oh, man, I love the finger. Not going to deny it. Coming up next, how shit are Matt and Alex? Aren't they shit? I'm getting some weird fucking ringing in my headphones.
We think it's
another person says, I'm procrastinating right now. Wow, very revealing. Hopefully not to the sound of my voice.
And then, my mate's dad, Murray, he got onto it, really bad, and then I get a friend request from him, and he's, sending me all these photos of his dick and shit.
Wow. That's messy. I might just fade you down there.
I've seen people buy bills thinking that they're normal when they're actually trips or whatever, and they just freak out sort of thing. I smoke a bong or two.
Wow. I hope Dylan's okay there. That sounded like a very abrupt end to that call. Unbelievable. Someone has just...
Raided.
He got raided, apparently. My wife and I use condoms, and sometimes I don't even come, though I am hard. Police detained a man dressed as Zorro, complete with black cape, mask and a sword. So no word what Zorro's involvement was, but it does seem like security was a bit lax.
Them and to talk with them as I...
Oh, sorry, I've just pressed the wrong button and taken Christopher Pine off the line there. I was trying to go to Sharon.
Ah, what the fuck?
We'll get him back online. Oh, I've got definitely gone to the wrong line there. Professor Michael Chapman is a fertility specialist at IVS Australia. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
No problem.
Let's get straight to that first question. Can redheads donate?
Oh, of course they can.
I'll catch you tomorrow for the Friday shake-up. See ya. Actually, tomorrow's Thursday. Getting ahead of myself. Catch you tomorrow, Thursday.
Was mainly for my own well-being because I've got massive shoes to fill. So I just wanted to show that, you know, you're just great at stuffing up as well. It's so good.
It's a very important skill in radio, isn't it, Matt? You're really good at it. Well, particularly good. Like, great.
You just got to accept that that's part of who you are. You know, it's in your blood. It's in your genes. You've got a quite a crew of people
watching this show.
Can we talk about the who's who that's in the producer's booth?
We have a lot of very special people in my life. We've got Serge, a producer, who just made that shocking bit of...
content, yeah.
Defamation at the top of the show. Laura McAuliffe, the executive producer of this show. My girlfriend, Amanda Griffith, who has been such a beautiful influence on my life in the last 2 years. Very smart, very savvy, and absolutely ridiculous. Usually 75 laughs before breakfast. My brother, friends, a whole lot of great people.
There's some stars of radio. There's some musicians.
Ben Borden from 2GB. Isn't that the enemy? What's he doing here?
Hugo from Flight Facilities. This is
just
this
like a testament to the support that you have in your life. It's awesome.
Former executive producer of Hack, I see there, Claire Ed.
Stephen Stockwell, former host. I mean, this is...
It's going off.
It's a bit of a party. Whatever.
Here we got balloons. It's like a Fijian day club in this place. There's two brown people serving you here on the show. Whatever you want, mate.
Mate, don't play the race
card. This is the Hack. This is what Hack does. Come on, let's talk.
Stop it. All right. Now, enough about us. Like, what is awesome about this show, and I realize what I'm going to miss the most, is actually the audience, because I'm going to do journalism in other places and that's going to be exciting and fun, but I'll never do it with an audience like this that will jump in straight on the text line or with calls. People like you, Jono, how are you doing? Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You've
blown it on the last show, mate.
Someone screwed my desk up.
Get him out of here.
What the hell is going on here? Jono.
Have you got me, Tom?
Got ya. Mate, can you bring some decorum to this absolute shambles? I really didn't want to go out like this.
Yeah. G'day, Tom. Look, on behalf of all the serving and former members of the Australian Defence Force, I'd just like to thank you for your journalistic integrity and putting through a few articles that you have through the years that have really helped help the mental health space and other areas for the Australian Defence Force. So thank you, Tom.
Oh, Jono, that is a really beautiful thing to say, considered you've served for the country in the Defence Force. And we just heard so many stories from you guys. As soon as we ever talked about post-traumatic stress disorder and what you guys have been through in Afghanistan and sometimes the lack of understanding for that in the current community, and even on days like Anzac Day when everyone's getting around the soldiers, people not really knowing how to respond to our young vets.
Yeah, well, it is hard sometimes, but, you know, everyone has a role to play in Australian society and, as I said, on behalf of the members of the Australian Defence Force, you've more than served and helped in the way that you have.
Oh, mate, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Jono.
Yeah, cheers, Tom.
I have to sort of on the back of that as well say, Tom, how much I appreciate what you do in terms of, you know, you would come on our show when me and Alex were on Breakfast Radio. The thing that I think you do so great, and it's probably is it too early to be going on down this path, but you never made me feel stupid for asking a question. And I think that it's such an important part when it comes to current affairs in Australia to not feel dumb when you don't know what's going on, because we don't. We don't know what's I don't know everything, what's happening in the Middle East. I don't understand what's happening in Parliament. I don't understand the difference between the House of Reps and the Senate, let alone, you know, with the housing market. And you just bring such a realness to it and let everyone know that, hey, this is, you know, you don't have to know everything. You provide the answers.
I appreciate that, man. I mean, my thinking on that is that it's not that people are not smart enough to know about that stuff. A lot of that stuff is really boring, you know? It's really boring. And so, like,
they make it boring on purpose, I swear, so that people clock out.
Totally. Yeah. And, Tom, you always cut through and find the essential things. I mean, we've been having speeches all day for you in the Hack team, and the overwhelming thing is that you know how to tell a story to young people, and that's so evident by Jono, who we just heard from, all the texts, all the calls that we're getting. You just know what people care about and what they should be caring about. It's really important.
Can I ask you what your one of your biggest moments is in the last 10 years? I mean, I know we've got stuff on the books, but I'd really like to know one of the most impactful moments for you.
Yeah, we played it on Monday. I went straight to it when we started looking back, and it was this story about this young girl who heard voices. She had schizophrenia in a really hectic way. And I was second year of being a reporter and went to her house and met her and just heard the sound of her voice, and it just blew me away to get a sense of what she was going through. And I knew I had a story that was going to connect with people, but I had no idea that back in the early days before we really embraced social media and interaction as part of radio in the way we do now, we got like 400 or 500 messages of people just feeling for this.
And it's such a chilling story, that one. You've interviewed so many people as well, Tom, but what's it like interviewing, like, your actual heroes?
Awesome. Like,
nerve-wracking?
Yeah, at times.
They're disappointments, though. Sometimes they're disappointing.
Come on.
That there's disappointments.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
There was one. Alain de Botton, a British philosopher.
Oh, I love his books are great. Status Anxiety helped me through a very difficult time when I was 23 years old.
But why was it disappointing?
He just talked through the show like a steam train. Okay. If anyone knows me, the people listening, the people in the production booth here and you guys, I like to converse.
Yeah.
It's a back and forth. It's a connection. That's where the surprising elements come. And he just steam trained through 30 minutes of radio, and I was fuming like a steam train.
You had to go read some of his books just to get over it.
I burnt them. Anyway, look, one of my heroes, someone I've been watching closely, mostly on the rugby field, as he basically tears the shit out of a ruck better than anyone in the world, but then also has amazing things to say in such poise when he says them, is David
Israel Folau.
Is David Pocock.
No, sorry. Yeah, no, Pocock. I love David Pocock.
Who booked this guy? I'm looking at my producers again. All right. So I've got David Pocock on the line from Japan, which is I'm pretty stoked about. David, thanks for joining us on Hack.
Tom, thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure to get to know you over the years and watch your rugby career, but also, you know, watch the way you've handled yourself in the public debate like no other rugby player ever has in my memory. You've also listened to Hack a lot. You've sent me a few texts. Even your parents have sometimes messaged me about the show. What are the moments that have cut through for you?
Yeah, my mum's a big fan of the show and Tom, so thanks for what you've done.
Nice.
A couple of ones that stick out were your coverage of the, I think it was 2014 budget cuts at SARO. The way that you guys talked about it got young people thinking about how important government investment in research into things like climate science, environmental sciences is.
Yeah, Tony Abbott, after the 2013 election, tried to cut everything, including a lot of science, and a lot of people arced up about his cuts to the CSIRO.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think as time goes on, we're seeing just how important those sorts of scientists are, helping us navigate what's becoming a pretty tricky situation.
And I know we had one of your heroes on the show this year.
David Attenborough, that was such a highlight to be able to hear from him and him answer those sorts of questions. You know, I can't think of anyone else who is more trusted and respected by my generation, and certainly someone I really look up to.
And Dave, as I've been on the journey hosting this show and I guess all the life that's been lived around it, you've been on an amazing journey as an incredible football player, as someone who has fought back from some nightmare injuries to get back on the field. And I know for you, getting to this most recent World Cup was a huge goal for you, and it didn't end the way you wanted it to, and that must have been so hard for you after working all those years, and I just really respected the way that you handled that.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, it was a very disappointing way to end. You know, like anything, you allow yourself to mope for a bit, and then you try and get some learnings out of it. So yeah, I'm finishing up my rugby. You know, hopefully move on to something else. There's plenty to do out there.
And you had to be careful not to get too political. You had your moments getting chained up on a bulldozer and getting arrested, and that ruffled a few feathers in the rugby establishment. So when you finish up, will you speak more freely?
Probably, yeah. I think you want to be true to what you believe, but also find a way to engage people. You know, we seem to become so partisan where it's really just a shouting match, but I certainly think we've got so much more in common than our differences, and, you know, we all want to be able to enjoy this incredible continent.
David, great getting to know you over the years, and great to know that you've been dialing into Hack from different parts of the world. Thanks so much for listening and the amazing stuff you've done on and off the field.
Tom, thanks so much to you and your amazing Hack team.
Hack on Triple J.
All right, I got a man crush on David Pocock, all right?
Who it's doesn't? Out there. Join yeah. the I'm queue, mate. There's a few people in it. Me, Alex Dyson, all of us.
Joe from Perth, thanks for calling in. How are you? Oh, there you go. Far out. This studio thing. I'm still getting the hang of it. What the hell? I think I'm being stitched up. Joe, what up?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you? What would you like to say?
Tom, I just want to say, first of all, going to miss you. You've been great to listen to every afternoon. But also, I just want to say that I'm really going to miss your specific brand of journalism. I mean, you've taught me and I'm sure many other listeners about unbiased journalism and interviews, and that's something our world really needs now more than ever. So really going to miss you.
Oh, thank you so much, Joe. Yeah, I've done my best to stay down the middle. At the end of the show, I'm going to reveal who I've been voting for all these years.
What?
Yep.
Whoa. Stay tuned.
Okay. Stay tuned. Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Thank you so much, Joe.
I mean, is it too late to explain that you've got a One Nation tattoo on your neck right now?
All right. More on that later. On the text line, Tom, you have been an absolute cockhead, but you know what? I respect you. Keep it real. And you know what? Whoever just called me a cockhead, I respect you
but
too.
That's what you almost want, you know? Yeah. You want people to not agree with everything you say. You're not here to please everyone. You're here to just say it how it is, like, you know, down the middle.
That does offend people sometimes.
Exactly.
Even the middle offends people.
Exactly.
From the far fringes.
You're doing a great job if that's the case.
A few interesting texts coming in. The boss of Double J, Megan Loader, so honoured to have worked with Tom Tilley and Linda Mariano over the past decade or so. Two total legends who've given so much of themselves and made an impact on the many. And it's been kind of a sad and bizarre day here at Triple J to say goodbye to legends like Linda and Jen Fricker as well, who just had an amazing, authentic cut through that like I've never heard before on radio. Mark Humphreys, the comedian who's now on 7:30, has texted in, best of luck to you, Tom Tilley, as you broadcast your last show. I, for one, hope this results in much more client liaison work.
Oh, yeah. Is this going to be a permanent tour from now on? Are you going to be living in the back of the bus?
No, watch this space. We do actually have a little bit of client liaison queued up, ready to go.
Really?
The last Let's Talk with Tom Tilley.
This is the song Queen, and the whole client liaison thing was the most amazing, colourful chapter in my life, and it started through a Like a Virgin where we did a version of this and then we covered Christina Arnoux's Why Don't You Come Join My Party, which was a very fun vibe. And then we just ended up touring and that went on for 4 years. And Monty and Harvey are quite politically engaged as well. So we've got them on the phone to just deliver a few messages. How are you, boys?
Hey, Tom.
Great to have you here. Did you even ever listen to Hack, or was it more about the slap bass?
I think I tuned in a couple of times.
We had some...
I like how you call us political.
Yeah, well, we got in the tour van and we'd have some pretty big chats. The first, you know, question I got, it's not always the question I wanted either, was, what was on the show today? What were you talking about? What's going on?
Well, as you know, we always have members of parliament come down to our show.
Yeah, suspiciously from the Liberal Party. Very concerning.
Really? Like who?
Oh, interesting.
There was Nicole Flint in the seat of Boothby. There was Tim Wilson, Wyatt Roy. Did you guys... Oh, Kim Carr came to a gig, didn't he? One of the heroes of the left.
Senator. Yes, he has.
There we go. A bit of balance, finally.
Interesting. Handing over a few briefcases full of $100
political
notes,
donations.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Boys, are there any moments that stand out for you over the years?
Oh, gosh, I think driving from Sydney to Newcastle in the back of the limousine when you had the Australian newspaper spread out the whole way.
Spread eagle.
And you didn't have to fold it up like you usually do.
It was great to be able to give a broadsheet its full breadth.
Do you guys find it exciting to have someone in the band that is so iconic to the sort of, you know, to the audience, really, in such a different way? Do you feel it blends something to the band?
Oh, yeah. Tom's everyone's hero.
He'd
get a bigger cheer than us every night. It's pretty good.
That's why I got sacked eventually.
Yeah, spin-off band. Spin-off, mate.
Can you tell us how the evolution of the bass face came around?
That was on from the word go. Tom is pretty into the bass face. He's very particular about his gear. He's very into his parts. He would take it very seriously, like everything he does. And my favourite was when he'd jump on the mic. We'd always have a little segment where Tom Tilley lets talk halfway through the show and he'd break it down. The boy from Mudgee. Come on, guys. It's time to take it to the next level.
The man, the myth, the legend.
And Monty would give me these ridiculous intros at the after parties. What was it? A family man, a country boy. Here he comes to do some shocking mixes. All right, boys, thank you so much for joining us
like
on my
Kenny
last
G
show.
You're like the Kenny G of Australian bass, you know? You could be on the next Kanye album.
Totally.
Well done, PT. We salute you. And just needs to be said, you know, I haven't seen a bigger send-off like this since Bert Newton left Good Morning Australia. Well done.
Oh, thank you so much, boys.
The last Let's Talk with Tom Tilley.
Oh, man, more text coming through. Thank you for delivering many amazing stories over the years in a super interesting, informative, neutral way. I'm loving that.
Neutral, that's an overwhelming thing.
What about the hardest? What was the worst, the lowest point of your last 10 years?
Oh, God.
I mean, there would have been
asking
times...
asking the tough questions.
Well, I mean, you know, you're always grilling all these other people about it.
You know what?
Yeah, go on.
The hardest time was fronting a show which involves so many other people's hard work and, like, sometimes questioning whether I'd done their hard work justice and whether they actually should have been hosting the show because there was actually so much talent in that hack editorial meeting every day.
Yeah, so can you give any examples of stories or what...
That I really screwed up?
No, I mean, not necessarily screwed up. You did your best at the time, but obviously there were things that you would have been like, oh, I feel frustrated by that.
Yeah, there were times where basically you'd have people with pretty abhorrent views and you didn't necessarily have the challenges on hand to really nail them properly.
Yeah.
And that's a horrible feeling as a journalist. And there's all these background reasons like you had 3 minutes to prepare and all that stuff that no one cares about. But you need to be ready to be able to handle anything. That's part of the job. So when you haven't held someone to account properly, that's a bad feeling.
Yeah, that's great.
Tom, I feel like one of the weirder things about Hack is that we do some WTF stories all the time. Do you ever feel awkward that your parents are listening?
Well, my parents like have been on a very bizarre journey because we were like in a really strict Christian household and then I had to go through all this pain of leaving the church, read the book in a year and a half.
Hold on.
A cheeky
throw,
all right.
Just because you've
this
finished
is the ABC, mate.
Anyway, but like shit got really liberal later on and like my little brother's throwing raves and all kinds of stuff. And the parents are cool with it. So I felt pretty free to just go for
talk
it.
Talk about threesomes.
Actually, yeah, what it, you know. You know? Well, my mum told me at her 60th that that she was way wilder than I ever was. I was like, anyway, she's on the line. Hello, mum.
Hello, Tom.
Were you really wilder than me?
Well, Tom, I was a teenager in the 70s, so it was sex, drugs, rock and roll. What you've really given me is an education, and you've entertained me.
And are you proud of Tom? Do you listen? No, but do you listen and are you super
proud? Of Tom. I want to congratulate him on building his career around education and entertainment. And the highlight of my day is listening to my son, Tom Tilly, talking while I'm cooking the dinner.
Aww, what are you going to do now at 5:30?
Let's give Dad a go because we're running out of time. Mum, I'm going to call you every day at 5:30 from now on as you're cooking dinner. You can have a one-on-one. Hello, Dad. Anything you wanted to add to that?
I'm just picking up on stories about your mother, Tom.
Oh, right. You're learning about mum. Bit too late, I think. You already had four kids together.
Yeah, it's a bit late. So I must be Mr. Conservative in the family, but I hardly accept that either.
No, things got pretty weird.
Yeah, it's been an interesting journey for all of us, Tom. And you've kind of been leading the way for the family in a way. And like mum said, we couldn't be proud of Tom. And every night, mum's there cooking the tea. And listening to Tom Tilly on Hack. And, it's great. And we've enjoyed the client liaison. The classic was when we went to the Groove and the Move, and people come up to Prue and I saying, oh, gee, I hope when I'm your age, but I'm still going to rock and roll concerts. And then I said, oh, why are you here? I said, oh, well, we're going to watch our son play.
All right, the parents are gushing. We've got to rein them in. I'm going to have to cut you off there, Dad. Sorry.
It's very sweet to hear that. But, I mean, I have found myself every afternoon, several afternoons, stuck in the car because I don't want to get out because I am listening to this show. And it's really super, super informative. And you must be thankful for the team around you for doing.
Yeah, and that's where I want to take it now. Like, the thank yous, the list is huge. There's all the reporters that you hear on the show. We've got Tim in Brisbane. We've had Avni in Sydney, which has been amazing. Shalila in Canberra. Joe in Melbourne. We've got Ange and James in Sydney rocking the online content, which has been a really key part of what we've been doing. And the people you don't see in bylines and the people you don't hear on the radio are the producers of this show. Laura McAuliffe is the executive producer. Laura, she's looking at the clock. She doesn't want thank you. She just wants a tight finish. But you are an amazing, amazing producer. You're going to have an amazing career and you've been so generous to me. Serge Negus is the other producer who I would go into the trenches with. He is solid, although the start of the show has made me question a few things. But they're just absolutely amazing. And thank you to the audience. Like, seriously, I meant it at the start when I said the uniquest thing about this is you guys and getting to talk to you and you being so honest. Now, as I mentioned earlier, one of the hardest things is the sort of political balance, especially the ABC. And ideally, as a journalist, you shouldn't tell people who you vote for, but I am about to resign from the ABC in about 5 minutes. So I'm just going to be honest about who I am. No editorial policies. I'm going to come out and tell you who I voted for since the first election.
Wow. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Are you really going to do this?
Tom Tilly,
I'm nervous.
I'm a fully fledged supporter of the.
A risky recovery and.
Oh, the mics are still on. Oh.
Hello.
One last throw to Bridget from Good Night. Bridget, hello.
Oh, my God, Tom, I didn't think we'd make it. We made it.
What's up on Good Night, Tom? We're going to hit the news again.
Oh, my God, we've got new music. Windows Down is all coming up. We love you, Tom. Woo!
Oh, my God, we are actually still on air.
Oh, my God.
Joke backfired.
Yeah, that was.
We are still on air. That is incredible.
Wow.
Wow.
Tom, I mean, it wouldn't be a send-off if you didn't screw it up, honestly. What? So go on. Now you got a minute.
Yeah, what are you going to say?
Who do you vote for, mate?
That was a joke.
No, I can't even tell us who you vote for, mate.
It's completely apparently backfired. Oh, I didn't want to end this way. Oh, my God. 20 seconds until the real news. Thank you so much, Matt O'Kine.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
I invited you on the show, my last one, for a reason.
Thank you.
Always Avni Dias, I can't wait for next year. I really believe in you. I can't wait to listen. And
thanks,
thank you,
Tom.
The listener. I love you.
Hack on Triple J.